Mini episode 1039 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1039. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul Episode 4.8. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 4.7. Number five, even with a huge time jump, we still don't see Nacho, but next week's previews show that the Chicken Man's puppet is rising in the Salamanca ranks. It's going to be interesting to see how he's approaching the double agent role with Gus. The brief preview that we got shows him very much in control attitudinally, and he seems to have come out of everything much stronger than the last time we saw him. Number 4. Kim has become the star that we always knew she could be, possibly stirring jealousy in Jimmy. With the apparent breakup between them looming for so long, certainly few, if any of us in the fan base, anticipated that Jimmy would grow jealous of her success or that he would tire of her in any way. On the surface, even now, those characterizations may seem ludicrous, but it's impossible to completely deny them in light of the way that he's let the distance build between them and his conduct at the Schweikert and Coakley office party. Or maybe he's just convinced that she'll be better off without him, and that's why he's subconsciously sabotaging their relationship. But whether it be his own sense of unworthiness or jealousy of Kim, he's driving her away either way. More about that in a minute. Number 3. Mike's supervision of the super lab construction is proving to be a worthy precursor to his work on Breaking Bad. Who knew when we first encountered the super lab on Breaking Bad that it had its own fascinating backstory? It's been a platform for Mike to demonstrate his characteristic hyper-competence, but it's clear that the stir-crazy nature of this German crew is probably going to push him to a starker place than he's yet experienced in Albuquerque. Number 2. Gus has achieved his ultimate triumph over Hector, trapping his still-active mind into a non-functioning shell of a body. Gus found the ultimate sweet spot in his revenge against Hector, freezing him as we would see him in Breaking Bad, with a functioning brain trapped in a non-functioning and uncommunicative body. For as angry as Gus was with Nacho for preempting him in his revenge, the young man put him in a better place than he probably could have attained on his own, and as such, Gus kind of owes him. For a man with Gus's strange moral code, he may actually repay him. Number 1. The wedge between Jimmy and Kim, symbolized as never before in the cold open, could lead to a final break if Jimmy corrupts Kim in the course of trying to save Huel. Throughout the past episode, Kim was coming to grips with her worst fears about what Jimmy is becoming. She even warned him at the end not to engage in chicanery in Huel's case, even as she appears to be hatching her own plot. Weeks ago, we successfully forecast that Kim's public defender work might overlap with Jimmy's world, and now, here we are. Push is finally coming to shove, as she's always had a soft spot for Jimmy despite the fact that she doesn't approve of him at his worst, and now that his worst is overtaking him, she's going to have to decide if she's going to be willing to cross lines that she wouldn't previously. If she does, and if she suffers the consequences, she'll never forgive him, and that could completely sever the last fraying rope keeping Jimmy from becoming Saul, and we could see that all play out before the end of the season. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News,
Sports, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.